defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. How the heck are you today? It is garbage day at my house. Wednesdays is garbage day. I'm talking with Dave Workman in the Second Amendment Foundation offices. Dave, I hear you moving around there. We got you good connection. You with us?
Yeah, I'm right here, Mark.
How are you, my friend?
I'm just fine, and always happy to join you for a midweek conversation.
Oh, man, and it's going to be a good one today, too, because as you just heard me say, it's garbage day on Wednesdays at my house, and I kind of every once in a while, we like to cover the garbage on garbage day, so we're going to take the trash out today. I'm going to start with I call this a debate, is a joke. I debated in college, and it was nothing like this, and if you see kids' debates in schools, it's nothing like this. You have opposing teams. This is just seven blowhards getting up there screaming for camera with a bunch of liberal progressive moderators who are not asking them the tough questions. And we're going to start with Joe Biden. Joe Biden, again, Dave, as you know, in the debates, went out on a limb to attack gun rights. I'm going to guess that, like me, you believe that Joe Biden hasn't figured out that making that the centerpiece of your campaign, like four or five of the other Democrats who are no longer in the race did, is not a smart thing. Has he not gotten the memo?
Well, I don't know. You know, Biden is starting to worry quite a few people, and I'm actually working on a story that will appear a little bit later today at Conservative Firing Line on the Tuesday brawl that was disguised as a debate. Mm-hmm. He's been making some major gaffes, and they're embarrassing. The other day he was at a fundraiser of some sort, a Democrat fundraiser down in South Carolina, and he told the audience that he was running for the U.S. Senate. And this business last night where he was talking about gun control, and he continually claims that he's the only guy on the stage who can do this or can do that. I'm the only guy that ever beat Donald Trump. I'm the only guy that ever beat Mitch McConnell. I'm the only guy that ever beat the NRA. And you know, he's got to knock that off, or he's going to wind up being the only guy in an empty room. And his claim last night that has everybody talking this morning, that since 2007, 150 million Americans have been killed in gun violence.
Right.
I don't know whether he's losing it or what's going on with Joe. You know, he's always been a gaffe master, but on this campaign trail, he's really starting to worry some people.
Worry? He doesn't worry me because I don't subscribe to his ideology. In fact, I like watching him make these mistakes. Now, when you say worry, are you talking physically? Because we don't want any physical harm to anybody. And I'm, and if there's something wrong with him, is that what you're referring to as far as people are worried about his mental health?
I certainly don't wish Joe Biden any ill will, because after all, the man has had a career in the United States Senate. He's been a public servant pretty much all of his adult life. And, you know, he's going through some pretty tough times. He lost a son. He lost his first wife and a child in a horrible car crash. You know, I don't know exactly how I'd react if that was my life story. But he says things, and he interrupts himself in the middle of a sentence that suggests he's not able to carry on a cogent conversation, people are starting to notice that. I read stuff on social media, and I see occasional references to his gaffes in some of the news articles that have been posted over the last, well, even the last few years, but he kind of wanders a little bit, and you know, that's I think some people are genuinely wondering what's going on with him. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying that the man is 77 years old. Campaigning for president has got to be one of the most horrible, taxing, tiring jobs on the planet. And, a guy even half of Biden's age might have some trouble here and there on a campaign trail. And this guy, a couple of years, he's going to be hitting 80, and then we'll see what he does with the second half of his life, I guess.
It's interesting because I've defended Joe Biden. He's been gaffe-prone his entire career. He was gaffe-prone when he was in his 30s and 40s, and we've all witnessed it. He has said some pretty stupid things over the years. But there's been a noticeable difference when he's trying to take on, for example, yelling and screaming about the NRA, and he comes up with some boneheaded statistic that isn't true. Or you're right, he stops in mid-sentence and almost has to catch himself to remember where he's at, things of that nature. But I mean, I've defended a couple of his gaffes in the past where I was like, come on, people, we all know what he meant to say. He just used the wrong word. And it really wasn't truly a gaffe, but it gave us an opportunity to jump on. I don't think that makes us look good because we don't need to do that to Joe Biden. He does it to himself when it matters, Dave. Now, let's talk particular. Before I go to Biden, I want to see if you caught this. My wife and I did. And that was when Bloomberg was talking about, he was answering Pocahontas, and he said, oh, come on now, stop it. He said, I've donated hundreds of millions of dollars. Pelosi and everybody in Congress, I donated to 40 of these 40 people that put them in Congress. I bought, and then he stopped himself, and he said, I helped get them. He said, I bought. And I said, oh, that's going to be all over the news tomorrow. And it is. It did not go unnoticed, but it was noticed in my house. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I did. And, between that comment and Biden's $150 million.
Bingo.
bingo, a good one. My chin still hurts when it hit the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have to say this. At least Bloomberg was almost honest. Because he really did, according to a lot of the pundits out there, he literally bought the flip down in Virginia.
Sure did.
We've seen how that's been working out. If anything is a signal to American gun owners that they need to get off the couch and vote in November, what has been happening in Virginia is that signal.
Yeah, let me quote what Bloomberg said, and then we'll talk about Biden. There are three things I want to talk about today about Joe Biden. But first, Bloomberg, and let me quote. He says, let's just get on the record. They talk about 40 Democrats. 21 of those were people that I spent $100 million to help elect. All of the new Democrats that came in and put Nancy Pelosi in charge and gave the Congress the ability to control this president, I got them. Now, as I've mentioned before on the program, our country is not supposed to work this way. Imagine if Bloomberg were to ascend to the presidency and those 40 Democrats who he bought now owe him something, which he's talked about. You don't give money to anybody when they don't feel they owe you. Because it's not the way the country's supposed to work, Dave. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. And you're not the first person who's expressed that concern. If Michael Bloomberg should, by some weird chance, ascend to the presidency, he's going to have a whole lot of people beholden to him, and they're going to dance to his tune. And I think we already know that Joe Biden may talk about confronting the NRA, but Michael Bloomberg thinks that the Second Amendment is for sale.
That's right.
Alan Gottlieb, our good friend, has said that repeatedly. And I've written about that. I've quoted Gottlieb. I've quoted some other people who are, they're really worried that Bloomberg has his eye on the prize, and he's got this, I don't know, maybe a savior mentality, or he wants to be a messiah, whatever. pinning on him. But if he get to be president, not only will he go after guns, but I think he's going to tell us how much soda pop we can drink again, even though the courts have told him he can't do that. He's somebody once wrote that he's a megalomaniac. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds pretty impressive.
Yeah, right. Even if you don't know it, it fits. That's actually a great point, because he's a megalo something, right? That sounds
He's got a literal boatload of money, and he owns the boat as well.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Dave. Let me bring you to a break here real quick. But our good friend Gottlieb on the Sunday Night Monster Cast about 3 days ago made the following statement. He says he's just using cash flow. He hasn't even tapped his resources. The hundreds of millions he's spending is cash flow. It's unbelievable. It's hard to wrap your head around that. I'll continue the conversation with Dave Workman right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in these GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. I'm talking to one of my favorite people on earth, and that's Dave Workman, Liberty Park Press, Conservative Firing Line, Ammo Land, The Gun Mag, Second Amendment Foundation. We've given you his bio. Look him up. Read everything he writes. He is spot on. I'm going to go to one of your pieces right now about Biden. Let's switch now from Bloomberg with that Freudian slip. Was wonderful when we caught that last night. I'm glad others caught that as well. But Biden, there are three areas I want to talk with you about Biden today, and you've written about them.
Okay.
Biden's Pinocchio nose gun death debate claim ridiculed last night, and you just touched on it. He claimed when he was screaming and yelling about the NRA that there have been 150 million gun deaths in America since 2007. I was speechless.
Astonishing
too.
That he even said that.
Was it just a mistake or, you know, a Biden gaffe? But
well, you know, let's pray to all the gods in all the heavens, no matter which ones you believe in, that it was just a gaffe and that he doesn't actually believe that. He's talking about half the population right. of the United States. And, you know, honestly, I know that a lot of people, including a lot of my colleagues in the press and a lot of your colleagues in the broadcast media, have cut Joe Biden a lot of slack over the years for doing this stuff, because the attitude has always been, well, you know, it's just Joe. It's just Joe. He does that sort of thing. Well, I'm sorry. When you're running to occupy the office of the most powerful politician on the planet, you can't do that sort of thing. You know, what if he comes up with a gaffe during a state dinner or right. during a serious negotiation with maybe the president of China or Vlad Putin or, you know, one of these guys that is really our enemy? That's going to be a disaster of monumental proportions. I don't even like to think about that. But, you know, if Biden would do something like that, the press could not possibly allow him the latitude that they've given him for years and say, that's just Joe, you know.
Right.
That's just fine. Who cares if somebody drops a nuclear bomb on Washington? That's just Joe. No, this is serious stuff. And while you and I may joke and quip about it, it really is serious. You know, Donald Trump, I know he annoys a lot of people because he speaks off the cuff. He frequently repeats himself. He's got this habit of tweeting, you know, all this stuff out there. But, you know, we're talking about hardball politics. In fact, politics is an international. That's a contact sport. And you got to be so on your game when you're involved in that sort of thing. I could never do it because, you know, I'm a little too brutally honest for my own. But that's the thing where, you know, Joe would not be forgiven for a gaffe. And last night during the debate, that was just horrendous.
Well, you know what frightens me more, Dave, than anything else about this is the fact, and this happened on multiple occasions. We'll cover a couple of them today. One of them I'm going to mention now is the fact that the quote unquote moderators, and let's be realistic here, these are not moderators. These are progressive lunatics from fake news organizations. Last night, CBS, and they lost complete control of this clown posse up there. It was very aggravating to watch.
I couldn't watch all of it. It was too aggravating. But I did see the parts I needed to see relative to the fact that when he said something like that, nobody steps up. Gayle King didn't step up and say, excuse me, Mr. Biden, you just said 150 million Americans have been killed by gun violence. Is that the number that you believe is accurate, or do you want to correct that? They don't step in and say anything, allowing many people out there to believe me, there's dumb people out there that will fall for this stuff, and they do, and it's their fault for allowing this to happen. Is that a pass, or do they just not want to hear it?
Well, I don't know. I don't think that they were trying just to do a sloppy job. I think they did a sloppy job. They lost control. It's like a teacher losing control of a third grade class. And I think the most alarming thing about last night's performance, even beyond what happened a week ago in Las Vegas, last night once again proved that you've got seven people acting like juveniles up there, and they all want to be president of the United States. And as a journalist, I got to temper my comments a little bit. But as a citizen, I sit back and I wonder, who left the door open to the third grade classroom? These guys escaped. They were talking over each other. They absolutely ignored their time limits. I have to give Joe Biden credit for one thing. When he jumped back at one of the moderators who wanted him to be quiet, he said, hey, why should I be quiet? None of these other guys are being quiet either.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. You know, Tom Steyer, for example, my wife is fairly up on the political landscape, but her and her mother were talking and laughing through the debate by text and on phone calls. And it was interesting when she saw Tom Steyer, and my wife says, who is that? Who's that guy? Because nobody knows who he is. He qualified to get in this debate in South Carolina. Let me go to another topic that Biden, I'm going to leave you, listener, with my thought on that 150 million. When the moderators don't call that out, they're doing all of America a disservice by letting him get away with that. That's called saying things and getting away with it with impunity. Nobody calls him out on this. They can say anything they want. This is evidence of that. Now, let's go down to fact-checking Biden, because as you know, he also falsely claimed that a Brady bill would have stopped the South Carolina or prevented the Charleston shooting, which is utterly, completely false. You want to tackle that one for a moment?
Well, yeah, that was, I think, another of Biden's claims. You know, as I said, Biden's got this habit of saying, hey, I'm the only guy up here who can do this. Well, he also has this habit of, you know, I did this, I did that, and, you know, we fixed this. Well, he didn't fix anything, but I think where he really stuck his foot in it so bad was when he claimed credit for writing what they call the boyfriend loophole legislation. And he was standing right next to Amy Klobuchar, who did write that bill. And she said, wait a minute, no, you didn't. And, you know, had it not been, I think, for her self-control, there might have been fists. It was quite a sight. I was watching a
She did stand up for herself. I'll give her that.
Oh, good, yeah, and I was proud of her for doing that because, you know, Biden, as I say, as we've said, he gets away with a lot of this stuff, and I think a lot of it is because of his tenure and the time he's been in D.C. But you don't claim credit for doing something when the person who actually did that is standing
to you. Here's how I'm going to take this to the break, because that's exactly what I mean. You just made such a great point. That's the impunity part of it. He does it because he has been getting away with it for so many years. Why won't he continue to do it? Better to say what he wants, hope he doesn't get called out on it. And when that happens, guess what? He moves on to the next topic. And that's just pathetic, if you want to call it moderating, whatever you want to call it. It's a joke. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here on the Carr Arms Platinum Microphone. We'll be back with Dave Workman right after this. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, Take a Shot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. Buy any gun from Take a Shot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in the GunBroker.com studios continues on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Please make sure to visit all of our sponsors. I'll tell you about them in just a moment. Lots of fun stuff coming up, too. Just so much. I wish I could let the cat out of the bag today, but I just can't yet. Let me go back before I bring Dave Workman in. He's listening now. Let me give some commentary on that Joe Biden Brady bill would have prevented the Charleston shooting, and then we're going to get Dave's opinion on this. It's very important. Because he claimed that the Brady bill would have stopped that shooting in the 12-hour wait period and so forth. Let me give you some background. The NICS was adopted in 1998, and that NICS check applies to every single gun sold by an FFL, period. What happened at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Attacker Church down there, the scumbag that walked in and murdered those individuals, passed a background check because when Comey commented on this, he was a director of the FBI at that time. In fact, he told USA Today, and I quote, that a background checker, at NICS made a quote unquote mistake looking at criminal records in the wrong police department. That individual should never have been able to pass that background check to buy that gun in the first place, making Joe Biden's statement essentially a satellite radio moment word. Humongous, ginormous lie. Those waiting periods, when it was a mistake, he would have never been able to pass it because the NICS check, there's no Brady bill out there that would have stopped it. You want to take me up on that somehow, Dave, and explain that?
Well, yeah. I think it's pretty widely known that the National Instant Check System does need to be upgraded. You know, there's a piece of legislation been floating around called Fix NICS. It's got some problems in the system right now that they would dearly love to improve upon and make that system work the way it's supposed to. You know, I personally don't like background checks for any number of reasons. It's a philosophical thing, but we've got them. We're going to have them continuously. I don't think they're ever going to go away unless the Supreme Court hands down a ruling that says they're unconstitutional. But if we're going to have them, we need to make them work right. And right now, there is just a tiny percentage of times when something falls through the cracks. And this guy who shot up that church, he was one of those times. However, all that said, I don't think that there's any evidence whatsoever that the Brady law would have prevented that crime, because we're talking about an individual who apparently was so determined to do something like that, he'd have gotten a gun somehow.
Oh, sure.
Let's be real about this. He would have found a way to commit that crime or a different crime of the same nature. It bothers me, I think, that the gun control, the gun prohibition movement now has really convinced itself that one more law is going to prevent all of these crimes. And I have to sit back and frequently remind these people through my writings and then when I'm talking to them on the phone that, hey, wait a minute. One more law is not going to prevent what you're talking about. It wouldn't have prevented it if it was the law now. We've got all of these laws already on the books, and this guy just committed a crime that you think one more law would stop. He already disobeyed every law that's already on the books. Who are you trying to sell that to?
Yeah.
Because it's just not going to sell well if you sit down and you analyze what these people are contending. That the laws, another law will fix this. No, because you're dealing with people who habitually violate the law. They ignore the law. That's how come we've got criminals running around.
Dave, when you're talking about an individual who has made a decision to commit a mass murder, there's no law regarding, because those people violate every law in the book, as you just mentioned, there is no law that will stop them. I was kind of stumbling over my words previously when I was asking that question, because I was going back in my mind what A.W.R. Hawkins had written about the Knicks. I've pulled that up. Let me read that quickly for you just to get a little bit better perspective than what I had previously said. The National Instant Criminal Background Check System was adopted in 1998. When a would-be buyer goes through a Knicks check, the sale is given a green light or a red light, or the retailer sees an extended time as needed for more review. That's the 3-day. The review session gives the retailer the option to hold the gun for up to 3 business days before allowing the buyer to take possession, or not, by the way. That's up to the retailer. In the case of the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal attacker, he submitted to a background check at retail as the law requires, and the gun was sold to him because the FBI made a mistake during the review. Then I quoted Comey. I was correct on my quote. And AWR reminds us, Dave, California has a 10-day waiting period on all gun purchases, far beyond the 12-hour waiting period Biden described as associated with the Brady Bill. Yet California witnesses numerous high-profile firearms-based attacks each year. And Dave, I know you'll agree with me on this. The list of mass killers in America who have lawfully passed background checks is as long as the list of mass killings, virtually every single one of them. I'll let you close this subject out and we'll move on.
Yeah, I think that's essentially correct, and you can prove that by looking at the Santa Barbara, Isla Vista shooter, who he killed 3 of his victims with a knife. He shot the other 3 victims. He passed 3 background checks in California. He used California-compliant 10-round magazines. He bought 3 handguns, went through 3 waiting periods. He did all of that stuff legally before he opened fire. Now, there's just no way that anybody with an ounce of intelligence could reasonably argue that one more law would have stopped that guy. It's just not on the cards.
It's intellectually dishonest is what it is.
It's
flat out intellectually dishonest because it cannot be stated truthfully when it is stated, and to not be called out by moderators or something, if it were a debate, for example, in my book is egregious. And it's what turns these phony debates into a joke. Now, I want to move over. I got a story on the Parkland dad, Fred Gutenberg, who it just pains me to talk about this guy. But regardless, let me quickly move over to one of Bloomberg's claims last night. Also, we'll close out the segment with this and then we'll move to something else in the next segment. But Dave, during last night's debate, Bloomberg claimed that he founded Moms Demand Action, and he claimed last night in the debate 6 million members and chapters in every town in America. Now, we know that organization to be what we call AstroTurf. They don't have 6 million members. They're cyber world. They're Facebook likes. They're likes or email addresses that people have signed up for emails. How do they get away with this? And again, why was this not questioned?
I think probably because the panel might believe it.
Good point.
You see, You look around the landscape at legislative meetings. I've been down to the legislature in Washington State here a couple of times this year to cover gun control bill hearings. And there's always a handful of these moms that show up in the red T-shirts, Moms Demand Action. I was at a town hall meeting last Saturday where I live, and there were seven or eight Moms Demand Action red T-shirts in the audience. They show up. They create that impression. Now, as far as Michael Bloomberg founding Moms Demand Action, sorry, Shannon Watts did that, and I'll give her credit. Shannon Watts did that. Michael Bloomberg bankrolled him. So, you know, what can I say? But you know,
well, no,
Shannon
you're,
Watts
you're right.
Did found that group.
You're right. She did found the group, and then she, of course, Michael Bloomberg stepped in to bankroll the whole entire organization. When we come back, I'm going to take you in a couple different directions. We'll move kind of quickly because I've got so much to cover. And as usual, we just don't have enough time to do it. But I'm talking with Dave Workman. You can read Dave Workman at the conservative conservative firing line. You can read him at Liberty Park Press. You can Google him and read him at Ammo Land. You can read him at the Gun Mag. You can catch him at the Second Amendment Foundation. Dave and I will be together in Nashville, I believe, at the National Rifle Association meeting in April. More about all of that when we come back. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the gun box? The answer is yes, as the gun box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The gun box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your gun box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Segment 4 in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone already. It's crazy how fast time flies. I want to apologize for that, but I really can't do anything about it. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Second Amendment Foundation, Crossbreed Holsters, My Pillow. Car Arms, this is the Car Arms microphone, GunBroker.com studios, you can do the math, North American Arms, the gun giveaway, you have until Friday. Contact North American Arms, tell them you heard on Armed American Radio, you get a free hat. It was extended a week because we had a computer glitch last week, no big deal. Actually, we had a computer glitch, yeah, it was last week, it was on Friday last week. So you'll get the hat and your name goes in to win that North American Arms Ranger 2 gun, the top break, it's absolutely beautiful. Go to the website, find the phone number down at the bottom of the page, call them and give them that information. They will love it, and you have a chance of winning that gun. I gave a gun away last week. I'm still waiting to hear from the winner, by the way. Hopefully I do, and we might not have to have another drawing. But if we don't, we'll have another drawing for it. Also, I mentioned Defender Coffee. I have not mentioned Defender Coffee yet. Had a couple cups of that when I got up this morning. Support the Second Amendment with every sip of coffee you take. DefenderCoffee.com. Let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, more about, real quickly, the AstroTurf deal. We'll go ahead and wrap up there, but the AstroTurf deal with those organizations, you said that they'll have 6 or 7 show up giving that impression. In Virginia, we saw thousands of pro-rights supporters showing up to the tune of dozens of anti-gun, quote-unquote, protesters back when the NRA had its lobby day, and of course when VCDL had its lobby day. They were overwhelmed by pro-gun supporters. That's a pretty good sign, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think that this year especially, gun owners are starting to wake up. And I give the folks in Virginia the credit for lighting that candle. It's a movement. I think the time has come for gun owners who believe in the Second Amendment, who live the Second Amendment every day, to stand up and be counted. And the only way really to do that is to vote and to show up at these public hearings and show up at the town hall meetings when your local legislators come to listen and talk to their constituents. You got to be there. I mean, even Woody Allen was right. Most of life, what do you say, 90% of life is just showing up.
Right.
You know, there's a lot to that.
Well, you know, let me go back to what Alan Gottlieb said. You talk about showing up. Listeners, is important. Alan has asked each and every one of us, each and every one of us, each and every one of us, to spend 1 hour a day in defense of the Second Amendment, whether that's calling radio stations, shows, writing letters to the editor, I don't know, volunteering somewhere your time, sending emails, whatever it is. Well, in addition to that, you have to do your job as a citizen. Dave Workman, I was asked by Georgia Carey, here we're in our legislative session in Georgia, I'm disappointed in the pro-gun bill that we have moving this year. I mean, not disappointed in it, but that we don't have more. That's a whole different story. We should be going for the gusto as far as I'm concerned at this stage of the game, and we're not. We should be. But nonetheless, what we've got in Georgia requires our attention. And I spent, I don't know, 30 minutes calling each individual on the Judiciary Committee, each of the state senators, asking them to support a particular bill. And then I called back an additional committee members asking them not to support another bill.
And this is how it's done. And in fact, we were successful in our defeat of one of those bills that isn't going to make it out of committee. But isn't that what citizen government is all about, Dave?
Yes, it is. And I've even done the same stuff, especially this year, writing solely as a constituent, not as Dave Workman, right, the guy you hear on the radio or whatever, or the, you know, read my byline. I'm just Dave Workman, private citizen. I'm a taxpayer. I'm a constituent. And you know, that's what representative government is really all about. I shouldn't have to explain this to anybody because you learn this stuff in high school civics unless you sleep through it. And that's always been a problem, I think, out in the firearms community. Too many of our guys and ladies have taken the Second Amendment for granted. They've listened to the old tired wives' tale that, they'll never do this.
They'll never get my guns.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. They want to do that, and you even heard Beto O'Rourke declare that last August before his flame out, and he had to leave the campaign trail. Hell yes, we're coming to take your AR-15, your AK-47, and nobody on that stage said, "Hey, Beto, wait a minute, put a cork in it." Nobody's going to do that. They all just stood there silently because they all seemed to be on the same page, and we even pointed that out, Alan Gottlieb and I did, and gee whiz, it was no big surprise to any of the readers, right, that read my stuff about it. Well, yeah, geez, everybody knows that. Well, I guess not everybody does know that, but now I think they do, and we're seeing a wave, I hope a wave of activism out there that has started in Virginia and it's sweeping west. And, you know, come November, I think we may see some surprises out there.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. You know, I've, in fact, I'm in the process right now of penning my column for Ammo Land to get back in that groove. And part of what I'm writing about there is there's nothing good going on in Virginia right now. Well, wait a minute. We got HB 961. We killed the assault weapons ban bill. I don't care. It's coming back up again next year. And the fact when I say, well, that's not good, because I don't personally define success by how few crappy things get through. I define success by defeat of those things and movement of our agenda forward. And there is no movement of our agenda in Virginia forward at all because Bloomberg bought and paid for that flip. So Virginia now finds itself in the New Jersey camp and the California camp, where success is defined by gun owners by how few crappy things hurt them this legislative session. That's not success in my book. That's not a good thing. That's a bad thing. It should never have gotten there. So I'll stop pontificating there, but you were going to say something. Please do.
Well, no, what I was going to say is you're absolutely right. It should not have gotten this far. And the only reason it has gotten this far is because too many of our good friends haven't been doing that citizenship thing. And I hope 2020 is the turnaround point. And you know, we've got nothing else that we can hope for if it's not. So, all that said, let's talk about something else.
Do you think that Bernie Sanders has stands a chance to achieving this nomination? Do you believe he does? Because I believe that his attacks on billionaires and millionaires is going to propel him. What do you think?
Well, I think you do a fairly good imitation of Bernie Sanders. You know, you're going to have to work on that just a hair. What you really need to do is go out and get something free. That'll at least put you in the mindset.
Boy, it's really something that we're even talking about this ideology, Dave, on a radio program about America.
You know, I think it's interesting, and anybody who reads my report in today's Conservative Firing Line about this, there are a lot of mainstream Democrats who right now are terrified that Sanders has surged so far ahead in the polls. Clemson just came out with a survey that suggests Biden is going to take South Carolina. You know, we're going to find that out on Saturday or maybe Sunday morning. But if Biden doesn't take South Carolina, and if Sanders does, and if Sanders does well next Tuesday and the following Tuesday in the two actually Super Tuesdays, the Democrats are in real big trouble, because if they broker that convention, Bernie Sanders' supporters, and I think justifiably so, will say, you know what, the Democrat Party screwed us once in 2016. They're doing it again to us. We're walking away, and you guys can just go float your own boat because it's going to crash pretty soon.
And, you know, that will happen. That will happen. Dave, I hate to do it. I'm looking at the clock. I'm getting yelled at in my ear. It's already time to end. That's okay. We're going to bring you back next week, as we always do. Dave Workman, catch him. You know where to catch him. Conservative Firing Line, Liberty Park Press, GunMag.com, Ammo Land. Dave, thank you for everything you do out there. We're going to be reading your stuff every single day. We always do. The GunBroker.com studios will be open. The Car Arms Platinum microphone ringing across the land tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you on the radio.